To be not far from the kingdom of God is a possibility even while we are here on earth. Jesus has told us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." And what is the will of God that we may do it? Jesus reiterates it today to this scribe, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. The golden rule, do unto others as you'd have done unto you. We can hear the words of the prophet Hosea, which are often put to music that we sing, come back to me with all your heart. Don't let fear keep us apart. Drawing us today. Why is there fear? So often because we don't want to give up our sins. We believe that there is happiness in this world that we're going to lose and that we can't live without it. And so today, as we fast and abstain from meat, today and tonight, as we come and pray the Stations of the Cross and we remember the sacrifice of Jesus, him dying on the cross for love of us, as we abandon the things of this world, we hear Jesus calling to us to come to him, to trust in him, to know that he is actually going to take care of us. Long has he waited for our coming. He wants to feed us. Even in the desert, he provided for his people. Every morning, you know, there was dew on the ground, and then the dew turned into the beautiful flakes, the manna, the bread. And you'll notice every day at Mass, we pray that prayer in the second Eucharistic prayer, that the Holy Spirit would come down upon this bread and this wine like the dewfall, and be changed into the body and blood of Christ. Jesus is drawing us to him. Let the sacrifices that we make, the turning away from this world, only encourage us and inspire us and give us confidence that we are not far from the kingdom of heaven. Let us draw near to him now, who comes to us in this Holy Eucharist.